Chapter 118, the desirability of wearing a qamis. When Umm Salama رضي الله تعالى عنها قال كان أحب الثياب إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم القميص رابطه والترمذي قال حديث حسن. هذا أم سلمة رضي الله عنها narrates the most beloved garment to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم was the qamis. Although the qamis is translated as a shirt, it does not refer to present day shirts. Rather, it refers to a long, loose fitting shirt whose length is from below the knees till above the ankles. The Messenger of Allah narrates the most beloved garment to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the qamis. Although the qamis is translated as a shirt, it is not referred to present day shirts. Rather, it refers to a long, loose fitting shirt whose length is from below the knees till above the ankles. The nisf al-saq is the sunnah here up to here. So this is like this type of clothes, qamis. This is the qamis that Rasul used to wear. Not short. And why is it most beloved? There's also tajammud and tasattur. There's also easy and best way of concealing the private parts. When a person has, say he just had one blanket. Rasul used to wear a blanket and a loincloth, you know, lungi. You know the lungi you tie up. So in lungi, it could come up, especially if you're sleeping, it can come up. That's why you tie at the bottom when you sleep. Otherwise, it will come up in the satr. And according to the Hanafis, the satr is from here. So even if this is exposed, this is the satr. So in in a qamis, everything is covered, and it also looks decent and neat. So if the Rasulullah usually wore a blanket and lungi, and that was a clothes. But he loved the qamis. This qamis, there's both in it. There's the beauty in there, and there's also the concealment of the satr, very easy concealment of the satr, compared to if a person just had one blanket over him like this. And even if he had a blanket and a lungi, a loincloth, you know, lungi, because this is what the Rasulullah used to wear, a blanket and a loincloth. This is a sunnah, that today we wear the qamis all the time. But Rasulullah didn't always wear the qamis. He used a blanket and... But this is the most beloved to him because this is the best. So this is why we wear the qamis all the time, because it's very easy. Otherwise, if a person has a blanket, it could fall off. Here, it's everything, see, it doesn't come out. It doesn't escape unless a person goes like this. Huh? So it's very, it conceals the higher part, and it looks beautiful too. So this is the qamis that Rasulullah used to have, and this is it's a longer type of qamis. Qamis literally means shirt, the shirt that we use. Qamisahu bidamin kadib. And that Surah Yusuf too came with the qamis of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam with the blood on it. So this is the qamis. Allah enable us to fall in the fastest and weakness of our doubt. Thank you.